This is the Cambridge Preliminary English Test for Schools sample paper. There are four parts to the test. You will hear each part twice. For each part of the test, there will be time for you to look through the questions and time for you to check your answers. Write your answers on the question paper. You will have 6 minutes at the end of the test to copy your answers onto the answer sheet. The recording will now be stopped. Please ask any questions now because you must not speak during the test. Now open your question paper and look at part one. There are 7 questions in this part. For each question, there are 3 pictures and a short recording. For each question, choose the correct answer, A, B, or C. Before we start, here is an example. Where is the girl's hat?
Where's your new hat, Sally? I hope you haven't left it on the school bus.
Don't worry, Mum. I put it in my school bag because I was too hot.
Are you sure? I can't see it there. You probably dropped it in the road somewhere.
Oh, here it is, hanging in the hall. I forgot to take it this morning.
The answer is A. Look at the 3 pictures for question 1 now. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear each recording twice. Question 1. What does the boy want from the shops?
Are you going to the shops today, Mum?
I expect so. What do you want? Not another football DVD?
Actually, not this time. I was wondering if you could get me a newspaper. Not the one Dad gets, but one called the Daily Herald. There's an article in it about motorbikes, which will be useful for a project I'm doing at school.
Motorbikes again? Still, it makes a change from football, I suppose. OK, I'll get it.
Now listen again.
Are you going to the shops today, Mum?
I expect so. What do you want? Not another football DVD?
Actually, not this time. I was wondering if you could get me a newspaper. Not the one Dad gets, but one called the Daily Herald. There's an article in it about motorbikes, which will be useful for a project I'm doing at school.
Motorbikes again? Still, it makes a change from football, I suppose. OK, I'll get it.
Question 2. Which programme is on first this evening?
Now I'm sure you're all looking forward to seeing Kerry Ramsey in concert this evening. The concert starts at 7:15 and we'll be going over live at 7 o'clock. But don't forget that Kerry's concert is followed by the award-winning wildlife film Elephants in Danger, which is well worth seeing if you like animals. But now, on Channel 5, we've got the final part of Stars, the mini-series set in space in the not-too-distant future.
Now listen again.
Now I'm sure you're all looking forward to seeing Kerry Ramsey in concert this evening. The concert starts at 7:15 and we'll be going over live at 7 o'clock. But don't forget that Kerry's concert is followed by the award-winning wildlife film Elephants in Danger, which is well worth seeing if you like animals. But now, on Channel 5, we've got the final part of Stars, the mini-series set in space in the not-too-distant future.
Question 3. What present will the girl give Louisa?
What have you got for Louisa's birthday tomorrow? I saw some lovely flowers in the supermarket.
flowers. I mean, I know she's your sister, but aren't they, well, the kind of thing you'd get for your mum?
Hmm, maybe. Okay, got any better ideas?
Well, look, I've already got her this necklace and this T-shirt. I know Louisa really wanted the necklace, so why don't you give her that one and the other one can be from me? Then, if it doesn't fit, I can always keep it myself.
Thanks.
Now listen again.
What have you got for Louisa's birthday tomorrow? I saw some lovely flowers in the supermarket.
Flowers? I mean, I know she's your sister, but aren't they, well, the kind of thing you'd get for your mum?
Hmm, maybe. Okay, got any better ideas?
Well, look, I've already got her this necklace and this T-shirt. I know Louisa really wanted the necklace, so why don't you give her that one and the other one can be from me? Then, if it doesn't fit, I can always keep it myself.
Thanks.
Question 4. Which instrument does the boy play now?
So, how are your piano lessons going, Isabel? Still keeping up with your practicing?
Well, I am, but I'll never be as good as you, Jake. I don't know why you gave it up. Anyway, I'm thinking of changing to the violin. Everyone says that teacher at school's really good.
Yeah, he is. Actually, it was him that introduced me to the guitar, so that's become the new love of my life. I had violin lessons from him last term, too. Didn't keep it up, though.
What a shame!
Now listen again.
So, how are your piano lessons going, Isabel? Still keeping up with your practicing?
Well, I am, but I'll never be as good as you, Jake. I don't know why you gave it up. Anyway, I'm thinking of changing to the violin. Everyone says that teacher at school's really good.
Yeah, he is. Actually, it was him that introduced me to the guitar, so that's become the new love of my life. I had violin lessons from him last term, too. Didn't keep it up, though.
What a shame!
Question 5. What will the weather be like for the sports day tomorrow?
Morning, Mary. So, are you going to practice your running for the sports day tomorrow? I mean, I know you can't go outside now in the rain.
Well, I've already practiced a lot, but now I'm worried that the day might be cancelled. They said on the radio that the rain will stop later, but it'll be followed by strong winds.
Oh, don't worry. They'll disappear tonight, according to the latest forecast on the internet. So it will be fine tomorrow. And those forecasts are always right.
Oh, good.
Now listen again.
Morning, Mary. So, are you going to practice your running for the sports day tomorrow? I mean, I know you can't go outside now in the rain.
Well, I've already practiced a lot, but now I'm worried that the day might be cancelled. They said on the radio that the rain will stop later, but it'll be followed by strong winds.
Oh, don't worry. They'll disappear tonight, according to the latest forecast on the internet. So it will be fine tomorrow. And those forecasts are always right.
Oh, good.
Question 6. Who is the boy phoning?
Oh, hello. My name's Ben West, and I've got an appointment for a check-up at 4:15, but I'm going to be a bit late. I've just had my hair cut, and I thought I'd have time to get round to your surgery afterwards, but the hairdresser was running late. I'm sorry. Oh, yes, 5:30 would be fine. I've also got to pick up my new glasses this afternoon, so I'll have time to do that on the way.
Now listen again.
Oh, hello. My name's Ben West, and I've got an appointment for a check-up at 4:15, but I'm going to be a bit late. I've just had my hair cut, and I thought I'd have time to get round to your surgery afterwards, but the hairdresser was running late. I'm sorry. Oh, yes, 5:30 would be fine. I've also got to pick up my new glasses this afternoon, so I'll have time to do that on the way.
Question 7. What food will the boy's mother buy?
So, have you got everything for when your friends come tonight? Don't forget you might want some chocolate to eat later while you're watching your film.
Oh, I sorted that out yesterday, Mum. I think we need to give them something to eat when they first arrive, though. Like pizzas, maybe. Everybody likes those.
Well, let's look in the freezer. I'd better get some from the supermarket. We haven't got much ice cream either, but there'll be enough for your friends.
Thanks, Mum.
Now listen again.
So, have you got everything for when your friends come tonight? Don't forget you might want some chocolate to eat later while you're watching your film.
Oh, I sorted that out yesterday, Mum. I think we need to give them something to eat when they first arrive, though. Like pizzas, maybe. Everybody likes those.
Well, let's look in the freezer. I'd better get some from the supermarket. We haven't got much ice cream either, but there'll be enough for your friends.
Thanks, Mum.
This is the end of part 1.